from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Welcome back to KPIX 5 this morning. Time now 6:29. I'm Melissa Kane.
Good morning. I'm Devin Feely. Let's get started with a check of our forecast with Julie.
Yeah, guys, you know, smoky conditions out there, really poor air quality as you make your way outside. They're really recommending folks stay indoors today and just not go outside. As we talked about yesterday, those masks don't necessarily filter out all the particulate matter, and there is a lot of it out there. Unhealthy air quality forecast throughout the weekend and likely for the next few days because we don't see a significant change in the pattern. Very unhealthy for North Bay and East Bay communities today. That red flag warning does remain in effect for all of our higher elevations through the end of the day today. With gusty winds and low humidities, your full forecast is still ahead. Devin.
The most destructive wildfire in California history continues to rage in Butte County. Cal Fire says the Camp Fire has destroyed more than 6,400 homes and 260 commercial buildings. Now, most of the town of Paradise has been wiped out. At least 23 deaths are linked to the fire, and dozens of other people are still missing. The fire has burned 105,000 acres and is just 20% contained.
So I got out of there with my life, and I feel thankful. Mainly it's my kids. I lost everything, but things can be replaced. Kids can't.
Evacuations of 52,000 people. Some evacuees are living out of their cars. They had to clear out of the town of Magalia on Thursday. As far as they know, their homes are still standing, but now they're essentially trapped next to a reservoir with almost no gas in their cars.
We can't get a hold of anybody. We have no cell phone service here. And we've had people come by and offer a cell phone service, but they don't get it either. So if anybody out there wants to know if we're okay, we're okay.
I have a daughter that's 13, and I have not been able to get in contact with her. She lives with her dad, and I don't know if they lost their house or not. So that's really sad and stressing me out.
Say that all that they can do now is just wait it out.
And shifting our focus to Southern California, where a pair of wildfires now covers a combined 87,000 acres. Nearly a quarter of a million people are under mandatory evacuation orders as the larger of the two fires marches toward Malibu. At least two people have died in the fires, and at least 150 homes have been destroyed.
Well, in other Bay Area headlines, San Francisco firefighters are trying to figure out what caused an apartment to go up in smoke. Flames broke out on the fifth floor of a building on Clementa Street and south of Market. In the South of Market neighborhood, the fire was contained to just one unit.
There was no one in that unit, so there was no rescues needed. The resident was moving in today, and the unit caught on fire, unfortunately.
Well, thankfully, the good news is that no one was hurt in that fire.
The San Francisco Fire Department is searching for a serial arsonist after another round of about half a dozen fires in 24 hours. Fire investigators say all of them were set in a dense underbrush near the polo fields at Golden Gate Park. The fire department fears that the fire won't stop until the arsonist is caught. Turning to international news, the Turkish government now says it has handed over audio recordings related to Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi to the U.S. and four other countries. Now, Khashoggi, who did work for the Washington Post, was killed after he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. He had been a harsh critic of the Saudi government, and it's believed that he was killed by the Saudis. Saudi Arabia, Britain, France, and Germany also received the recordings.
A caravan of about 4,000 Central American migrants continues its trek towards the United States. Many are reportedly heading to Tijuana, the Mexican border town, just across the border from San Diego County. It is considered a more immigrant-friendly border crossing. Now, many of those migrants are now hauling blankets and heavy clothing as the weather gets colder. Now, meanwhile, U.S. troops continue to arrive at the border with Mexico as directed by the Trump administration. The purpose of Operation Secure the Line is to prevent large groups of people from rushing the border illegally.
We treat migrants with human dignity and respect. However, we will not tolerate and will not put up with any forcible type of entry into the United States.
The military has brought in 1,500 personnel from five active duty bases, from military police to medical staff. These Central American migrants began their trek towards the United States more than 3 weeks ago. Another group of striking Bay Area workers has agreed to end its strike that dragged on for over a month. Now, union members in San Jose ratified a deal with the Marriott on Friday. Their strike had lasted for 37 days. About 2,500 workers in San Francisco are now on their sixth week of their strike.
And today is Veterans Day, and the city of San Jose will host its 100th Veterans Day parade downtown. Now, the city's annual event is one of the largest Veterans Day parades in the country. It'll begin at noon on Santa Clara Street near Highway 87. An hour before the parade, a ceremony will be held at Plaza de Cesar Chavez. Veterans Day began as a celebration of the armistice that ended World War I. Other local events include a parade at San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf starting at 11 a.m., a celebration aboard the USS Hornet in Alameda at 10 a.m., and a Coast Guard luncheon at the Marin Veterans Memorial Auditorium in San Rafael at 1 p.m.
And victims of the campfire are returning to find many of their homes just reduced to ash.
But when one man returned, he found something he was desperately searching for. Jake Olson lost his entire home, but in the rush to evacuate, his wife left behind her wedding ring. And yesterday, Jake returned to the property to inspect the damage and to search for his wife's lost ring.
So right here where it's dug out, there used to be a countertop here with a sink. And she said that she had left it here, and so he just started digging and it was there. It's just a miracle.
He found it right where she left it. Now, Jake spoke to his wife over the phone, tearfully telling her the good news. That is just amazing. I would be really devastated if I lost my wedding ring.
It's amazing that you could find just that one thing amongst all of those ruins.
That's really terrific. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Have a great day and happy Veterans Day.